Welcome back for the broadcast of game number 3 of the BGN Invitational Tournament 3 Championship Series. Here are your broadcasters, Zorak.
Am I supposed to have a line here?
And Ace Astroso.
That's the GG.
Okay. As we said, this map is plain to hill. I don't know that map. Do you know it, Zorak? How is it, how is it, that map?
Actually, I'm not familiar with this map. The only thing I can tell you at this point is that it's, as Space Dominator just said, it's very anti-Zerg, and, it appears to be on a jungle tile set, and that's about it.
So, that's bad for Rambit, as he's Zerg, and he's, the bottom left, so at 7 o'clock, while Killer Ace is Protoss at 1 o'clock, so straight on the other corner of the map. Looks like it's a 4-player map. I think I can remember it. Yeah, I think I can remember that map. It has not great plains in the middle or a great field in the middle. It's very... There are a lot of bridges and so on, so yeah, it's true, it's anti-Zerg because they can't swarm out and get the whole enemy army flanked or whatever. Okay, so we see Killa is making his first 8, while Rambit is making his first pool before having a second Overlord or even another Hatchery. Both are scouting. The Overlord of Rambit is going to 5 o'clock, while the probe of Killer is doing the same way. Second pylon is built by Killer, and he's just pumping out probes, while Rambit is... Looks like he's trying to rush him. This looks like a rush. Yeah. 3X has been built, and... Okay, this could be a fast game. Because... Although, Killer is having 2 gates. And now Killer has shouted Rambit's base on Rambit. Is trying to not to let him see his zerglings, and he's moving now out of his base with his zerglings.
Okay, so it looks like Ram is now sending his first attack group of 6 zerglings over to Kill Ace's base, and at this point Kill Ace has seen what is going on, so he's most likely building a couple of zealots to try and build an early defense against this first attack here. At the moment he only seems to have 1 zealot, but hopefully there's another 2 on the way, and it looks like Ram's zerglings are now in Kill Ace's base, and they're attacking the 2 zealots which just appeared, and which makes it 3 zealots versus 6 zerglings, and looks like Ram lost half of his attack force in that effort, and it now appears that Ram has been driven back, and Kill Ace is preparing for some sort of early counterattack here. It looks like Ram knows that there's going to be a fast counter coming here soon, so he is back in his base building a creep colony, which is now morphing into a sunken, and all the while it looks like Kill Ace is building up some more zealots here, and he's creating a cybernetics core, which should get him Dragoon capabilities here in fairly short order.
Yeah. This was very very hard because the 2 more zealots came just in time, and able to defeat the attack force of Rambit. Rambit is now making, a second base, an expansion, but this has been discovered by the scouting probe, which is still living. The Kallus is pushing forward, has now two zealots which are in the red, and two more zealots which are absolutely healthy, and as he's trying to get that expansion down, the expansion he's able to, attack. Now the expansion is attacked. There is warped in one cannon and one shield battery, while the ramp has been opened. This could be very hard and very close game, because there are two zealots in the red. Yes, two zealots in the red. The Lynx are won that battle, and are attacking the photon cannon, or at least just one zergling. I don't know what the other two are doing. And sunken colony is being built. Yeah, this attack is pushed behind. Very well done by Rambit. Very good attack. And Kallus is now trying to tech. He has built a forge, which is upgrading, I guess, the plus one attack upgrade. He's warping in a third gateway, so no early expansion, but instead we are going to see a push soon, as far as the speed upgrade and the plus one attack upgrade have been finished. While zerklings are chasing after two fleeing zealots, one with 6 HP and the other one with 4. And now there is a small battle. One zealot is falling down. Okay, three zealots in the yellow. So that could be, I don't know if that could be hard, but Rambit is still pushing forward. He's massing zerklings. And I guess he's doing the speed upgrade soon, he doesn't have it yet, but he's surely evolving them.
Okay, so at this point, it looked like Rambit made it all the way to the outer perimeter of Kallus' base and decided to pull back when he saw that there were a few reinforcements. He is now mostly just pulling his forces back to his base and trying to conserve them and build up his economic advantage, which seems to be getting stronger here, despite the fact that it seems that Kallus has more probes that are harvesting minerals right now. And now it looks like in a couple seconds here, Kallus is going to finish Templar Archive, so we can expect to see some Dark Templar, maybe some High Templar here in a few seconds. And meanwhile, it looks like Kallus is right outside of Rambit's base, and he's using his zealots to clean up some zerglings that are out there, and he has them positioned right in between Rambit's expansion and his main base, basically effectively separating the two. And all the while, it appears that that Ram is now upgrading to a lair, and unfortunately, it seems that he is not using his expansion to the best of its abilities. But hopefully, he will fix that soon. Okay, so now Rambit pulled off a beautiful two-side attack with a group of maybe about 15 or so zerglings coming at the zealots from in front and behind, and managing to take out a couple in the process. All the while, it looks like Kallus is now making his first expansion, and he has managed to set up two pylons and is now setting up a little cannon defense there for himself. And it appears that there is some sort of upgrade underway, most likely the second level attack, and most likely the speed upgrade will be done here in a second.
Yeah, okay, we see the Lings with the speed upgrade, and the Zealots have the speed upgrade already. We see three Templars. Some Lings are trying to attack with Scout, while Probes are going to the new expansion. And the Zerklings have to retreat, while a good position cannon is able to kill, like, four Zerklings. Right now it's two bases versus two bases, while Rambit has now built some more drones in his expansion. And he's trying to reinforce his, or to strengthen his expansion by building another second colony. And we see an Archon coming. Oh, that will be very hard because we don't have any Hydralisks yet. The Hydralisk den has been built, and we see the Queen's Nest being built, so this means fast tech to, I don't know, maybe Cracklings, maybe some Ultralisks, something like that. Yeah, as Rambit is known to love Ultralisks, I guess it will be, there will be a combination of Cracklings and Ultralisks. Two evolution chambers are there. Still no upgrades for the Zerklings, so that means that he will be far behind in upgrades. That means that the Zealots will be in a very good position because they are able to destroy the Zerklings with just two hits instead of three. And three Archons, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Zealots moving now to the main base. And this looks like, this looks very tough. I think the main base is going to fall very soon. The Archons are shredding everything, okay? The whole force of Zerklings has done. Rambit is trying to save the drones, but the drones are shred by the Archons. This is devastating, a devastating move. The main base is going to fall. This looks like the end of the game. The Archons, like a shield, a wall. Yeah, this looks very bad for Rambit. He's now bunkering his expansion with four sunken colonies, pumping out of two hatcheries, while Kilaes is able to reinforce his groups very soon with three more Zealots that are on the base, but the main base is falling down. Yeah, this doesn't look too well. Main base has now fallen. Hydralisk stand is now falling. The two evolution chambers are destroyed very soon. Nah, this looks... Oh, and we see some Lurks coming. I don't think this is gonna change the game, but, well, who knows? As Kilaes has still no observers, he has a robotics facility, but still no observer. And, well, okay, Kilaes is retreating, and I think he's just forcing massing units.
At this point, I think, like you said, I think the game is pretty much over, although it appears Ram is sending his three Lurkers up north, but now his expansion is under attack, and he's trying to hold Kilaes's army at bay here, but it looks like Kilaes is expanding two more times, so even if Ram manages to pull out another base from nowhere and bring his base count back up to two, Kilaes is going to have four bases all producing things all at once, and he's going to put a pretty swift end to this game here. Right now it looks like Ram is just doing the best he can to gather some minerals, and he has stationed some of his lurkers that were moving up north on a plateau to try and pick off some units, but unfortunately it looks like Kilaes hit it with a psionic storm, destroyed all the lurkers there, and Kill Ace now has observers, so yeah, now it looks like it's the end of the game. Rambit has conceded the game, and it's all over.
That's the GG. Okay, yeah. That game is over. Now it's 3-0 for Killer Ace. It will be very hard for Rambit to make a comeback up to this position, as he has to win 4 games in a row. I don't think that is possible. Still, nice tact, nice strategy at the beginning, although maybe he should have tried something else, but at least he tried to play cheesy rap. His 9 pool or 8 pool or whatever that was. Rush killer.
Alright, that looks like concludes game number 3, and as my partner said, as Desastroso stated, Kill Ace now has a 3-0 series lead in this best-of-7 affair. Rambit will soon be playing for his series and tournament life in game number 4 on a map of his choice. After this short 5-minute break, we will get underway with game number 4. This is Blizzard Gaming Night Radio.